This is how Mustafa Porkere, an Iraq-Iran war veteran, has spent the past 31 years. In 1980, at the age of 16, he joined the Basij Voluntary Forces against Saddam's army. In the battlefield, he was shot in the spine and got paralyzed at the age of 18. Since then, he uses a wheelchair on which he has won 2 Asian Paralympic medals. A father of 2, Mr. Porkere is only one out of hundreds of thousands in Iran who receive services from the Foundation of Martyrs and Veterans Affairs, also referred to as Bunyad-e-Shahid.
The foundation offers its services to all war veterans with injuries, but the amount of services depend on the amount of the person's disability. Those with fewer disabilities who can work normally only use medical care and insurance, but the veterans with more complicated conditions also receive some financial aid in addition to rehabilitation services.
One of the tasks of the foundation is to keep the memory of martyrs alive among the people, especially for the younger generation of Iranians who haven't seen much of the days of war.
One of our duties is to honor the status of our martyrs, men and women who sacrificed their lives for the dignity of their country. Helping their families is one of our priorities. This year, we are marking the Martyrs' Day on March 13th.
The foundation was established in 1979 by the orders of the late Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The 8-year Iraq-Iran war took the lives of more than 220,000 Iranians and left more than 500,000 injured, adding to the responsibility of the Martyrs Foundation.
According to figures by the Foundation of Martyrs and Veterans Affairs, every year between 300 to 400 Iranians lose their lives in the line of duty, especially in the country's border areas. This outlines a continuous obligation in the years ahead for an organization that already has more than 3 million people under its protection. I'm your Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.